Hi, Maarten. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
You're here because you're giving a workshop. You gave a workshop because it was this morning. On creative problem solving.
Yeah.
That's actually a mouthful.
I know it was on a Monday morning, so it was quite tough. But no, we managed.
How did it go?
I think it went quite well, actually. The responses were quite positive, so
But maybe we should start with your background.
Yeah.
Because you're not an event planner, not a business kind of guy.
No, I even heard there was a dress code, actually, but I just missed that in the briefing.
What was the dress code?
I think business casual. So this is it, actually.
Business casual, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. It's quite different from, because I have quite another background. So I have a bachelor in fine arts, and I also did a master in artistic research. Most of the time I'm surrounded with other people, I would say. But it's quite interesting to be here, and I think I can learn from them, and I can definitely teach them.
So you're not lost here, you're here with a reason?
No, I'm not lost. No, I'm here with a reason. And actually, the workshop was about problem solving and about creative thinking. And they invited me to do a workshop, talk about that. And I think I really believe the methodologies, for example, that you use in a creative process are kind of like everyone can use them. It doesn't matter if you're organizing events, or if you're a musician, or even if you're banking. You can also, we have seen that in the past.
Mm-hmm. You can be very creative.
So actually, these methodologies and the ways of thinking are quite similar. But that's my background.
Okay, but can you explain how, because you use the word creativity and process in one sentence, I thought they were the opposite or something.
That's funny about the creative process, right? It's kind of like, I also see that actually you should almost do kind of like the opposite to come up with something. It's like you probably recognize also the moments when you're kind of like, you're not intending to create something, and then all the ideas are just starting to pop. And if you're in the shower, if you're trying to have sleep on your bike, and I even have that because I have a lot of sketchbooks. I always have my sketchbook with me for ideas, for many things. And I just realized that when I put my sketchbook next to my bed, because I always have ideas when I'm sleeping, when I put it next to my bed, they don't come, the ideas. And when I just put it down in the living room, so I have to get out of the bed. So I don't want to, have new ideas, because I don't want to, get up and go down. Mm-hmm. Then all the ideas come up. So that's quite ironic about creative thinking, I think. And about,
if you go into a little bit of detail about your workshop this morning, what did you teach the event planners on how to be creative?
It was quite interactive. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of small exercises, and I just shared my knowledge and experiences in this process. So,
can you give some examples?
Yeah, for example, the moment you. For example, it's very hard to, if you have to solve something, or you want to, create something, it's very hard to come up with something good. Everyone wants to have a good idea. Mm-hmm. And it's, for example, if you do it the other way, it's way more easier, for example, to come up with a terrible idea, to just sometimes I went with students, for example. You're just stuck in the process, and they just really try to come up with something brilliant, and they say, stop doing this, just try to do the opposite now. Just come up with five terrible ideas in the next 3 minutes, and it's so easy for them. And you can do anything. You can just kill people, you can kill the planet, doesn't matter. It can cost $10 million, and it's very easy. And it's because we judge constantly about our ideas, about if it costs too much money, if it's if it is good for the planet, if we have enough money, all these, or maybe someone else actually did something similar. Yeah. So we're constantly judging about these ideas, which is not good, definitely not in the beginning of a creative process. So for example, I let them write down 5 terrible ideas, and it's impossible to do that. Mm-hmm. But then they have to look again to these ideas, and then just change them a little bit. And then often there's actually already something very interesting in this
in the bad idea.
And if you just change it a little bit, and it becomes quite good actually. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the exercises that we did, and
I also read
others.
About associative thinking.
Yeah, that's kind of like the, I think that's kind of one of the basic principles of the creative thinking. Because if when I say, like, for example, fish to you, you probably have associations with
water.
A fish, water. And if you say water, I think about swimming. And when I say swimming, you think about
Swim pants?
Yeah, exactly. So that's how the mind works. And mm-hmm. If you come up with if you want to have an idea, your mind have to make a connection with something from your memory or your mm-hmm. experience. Or you have seen today. But if, for example, when you're stuck, you can also feed your mind with input. So, I don't know, do you have any problems like recently you want to solve? Can be in your house, anything?
One of the biggest challenges I always find, we are planning a conference and mm-hmm. we need a name for it.
A name? Oh, yeah.
That's always
a good
one.
Name for it. Okay, and can let me see if there's something in the room. Sometimes even like an object, for example, there's a van behind the camera. Can a van inspire you in solving that problem?
That's an interesting approach.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe you can just like attach different letters and it will just blow away and it will create new words. I don't know. So actually, if you just put something in your mind or give your mm-hmm. mind, feed your mind with input, it's so much more easier to come up with new ideas. Or if you imagine like another person, like a doctor or a carpenter, or how would he solve the problem? Mm-hmm. And then you're just starting to think from her perspective mm-hmm. to give you a new insight on the problem.
Okay, that's very interesting.
And it's so simple.
There are different methods to be creative.
Yeah.
Is there a right method for a certain problem, or doesn't it matter and you just need to go and trust the flow?
Yeah, I think it's I think actually the methodologies are quite similar. I think it is also because when I'm working on something mm-hmm. I really kind of like I use different methodologies, and it's just where I'm sometimes just like just starting to write down different words or looking on images on Google, or sometimes I go to these, you know, these secondhand shops where they have mm-hmm. a lot of crap, and I have the problem in the back of my head. I'm just like making these connections with the objects that I see to come up with something new. So it's just in the mood. Probably when I'm lazy, I would just sit behind my computer
and do
something.
Image.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's just, but there are different methodologies.
There was one methodology I couldn't place, and that's putting aside one's ego.
Oh yeah, that's very good.
Sometimes you came up with it.
Yeah. Well, I face this problem often. It's one of the hardest thing if you create something is to be self-critical, and mm-hmm. it's super hard because you know actually you're criticizing something that you created. That's super hard. So I have that also with students when they made something, or they have an idea for an innovation or mm-hmm. anything they want to do. They come to me and they're very happy and it's like, we have this brilliant idea. And then I already see it's not that good actually. But I don't say that. I just ask them the question, okay, imagine you did not came up with the idea, but your neighbor came mm-hmm. up with the idea. Try to imagine that and then look at the idea again. What do you think about the idea then? And then they're just starting to think and they're like, oh, maybe it's not that good. So it's very hard to be critical to yourself. Definitely if you've been working on that for weeks or you spent money on it. Mm-hmm. But I think the best creative people, if you're a musician or an artist or even like if you're having kind of like a business person,
is that a difference between a good one and a bad one?
I think if a good one is that actually is very happy and goes to sleep and wakes up the next morning and things like terrible, and then you just like, okay, just throw it away, just start over and actually recognize this thing.
But a lot of people can't do that, huh?
No, it's super hard. And I just try to convince them for the like days, like I'm finding many ways, like because you had that feeling of this was so good at this moment, and you just keep on trying to convince yourself about that it is good, but it isn't, which is fine. Just start over and continue, because that's part of the process. But that's super hard. I really had to learn that. And it took me years, I think. But now I always have this kind of like small voice in the back of my head when I'm producing something, like, okay, I'm very happy with this, but there's still an option that I will wake up tomorrow morning and I think it's totally kind of like shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important that you have that. Yeah.
It's interesting for us as event planners to look at an artist like mm-hmm. you and to learn about those creative processes. Mm-hmm. Martin, thank you very much for coming over.
Yeah, thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.